Clear skies for tonight, down to 23 as wind starts slackening off. For tomorrow, sunny and 52. Pretty calm for the most part tomorrow. A little bit breezier on Thursday, 65. Blustery but warmer on Friday and 74.
Add that to your weather terminology list, slackening off. We like that.
Especially
like to hear
that. Yeah, especially when it comes to wind speeds,
yeah,
because we've been kind of windblown here the last few days, or at least a good chunk of the last week. So it'll be nice to see those winds slackening off.
We're gusting to about 40 here right now this morning. So, yeah, we're past hang on to your hat. Your hat's gone. Already right now, after a 64-degree yesterday, right now, it is cloudy and 29. Wind chill of 16 here at KVOE Live and Local. And our headlines this morning is service of Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Mainstay Suites. Well, big doings coming up this Friday at Champions Landing. Jeremy Rusko is with us here this morning. Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, thanks for taking some time to join us. Big grand opening events happening on Friday, and you've got a long list of a good thing it looks like here, Jeremy.
Yeah, there's no shortage of activities and things going on, and we really just want to use this Friday, which is going to be nice and warm, unlike today, as you guys just got done talking about. Certainly going to be windy, but that is the Kansas springtime. So, yeah, I just want to use, Friday as a great opportunity to invite the entire community out to Champions Landing to see the property, see the facility, see what all we've got going on, and let's start talking about some details. So you guys ask some questions.
All right, so a grand opening, basically it's key that this is open to the public, all invited, correct?
Yes, 100%,
okay.
Absolutely. And on Friday, it's free golf, free disc golf, free fishing. There's the axe shed is going to be out. There's going to be some cornhole competition going on. Champ's Coffee is opening up. First round of coffee, first cup of coffee is on Champ. We've got a $5.99 breakfast buffet, and definitely want the community to know that the cart pass are in the morning going to be open to the public to come out, walk, get your morning walk in,
yeah.
Get your morning jog in. Welcome to bring your dog along as well, actually come and utilize the property and see what all is going on, and then have a cup of coffee, have breakfast with us after you get that morning walk in.
Yeah, great idea. You know, Champ's Bar and Grill. Down there, up and operating, but they'll be in operation, ready to go, 11 until 1?
Yeah, I just want come and have lunch, maybe get an early start to the Friday festivity. 3 o'clock ribbon cutting with Emporia Main Street, as well as the introduction of Dynamic Brewing Company's first beer in collaboration with Radius, so super excited about that. That'll be right after the ribbon cutting at 3 o'clock. And then, to wind the evening down, 6 o'clock and beyond is the fine dining experience at the Landing. So we got steak and salmon night. I do have to let everybody know that the early shift, is sold out. And so 7:30 to 8 o'clock is, we only have a few more tables left. So if you want to get, come and join us for, steak and salmon night, you definitely need to get your reservation in today. And we just really thrilled with the turnout for that. And on the Facebook page, there's almost 400 people that have expressed interest in coming out. So definitely just really want to see a lot of people from the community and really, really looking forward to it.
Well, tell us about Dynamic Brewing. Again, ribbon cutting at 3 p.m. Tell us how this all came to be, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, Dynamic Brewing, just a little bit of a passion project. And we don't have the brewery set up yet. We've got a little, some uncertainty on when and, exactly how that's going to come together, but really encouraged and excited to be working with Radius and JJ over there with our brewmaster, Tyson Mays, to introduce our first beer. And, as they're scaling up their production capacity with their new brewery and facility, we're really excited to have that opportunity to work with them to, maximize their production and utilization of their new equipment.
And people may be thinking, Champ's Coffee, that sounds new up there. Jeremy, tell us about Champ's.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just such a there's a great space there that overlooks the golf course, beautiful view of the sunrise, and yeah, just in there in the what a lot of people refer to as the East Dining Room. It does have a sign up that says Champs Coffee now. Yeah, looking to utilize that space and make it a welcoming and inviting space for people to come have coffee, you know, come study, come, you know, bring your laptop, get the do whatever sort of work stuff you need. There is going to be free Wi-Fi for, you know, everybody there. And I think it's just a really cool way to, you know, bring more into the building, into the property, and, yeah, make it a benefit and asset to the community.
Yeah, smooth sailing for a Champions Landing. Grand opening events, yeah, happening this coming Friday. Jeremy, thanks. We appreciate it. See you Friday.
That was good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeremy Resko, owner, Champions Landing. Yeah, the Champs Coffee, Champs Bar and Grill, Dynamic Brewing, The Landing, Fine Dining Experience, all in play. Coming up, things are just starting to pop out at Champions Landing, and you're invited to stop by this Friday.